my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys band. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
It's time for the Thursday Night Music Club.
Let's do it. 11:23. Here we go with the Music Club. Slam and Sammy Sound. The lovely Samantha Fisher. How are you, dear?
Hello, my favorite darling love.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're keeping us up late, man. Sup?
Well, yeah, it's...
It's only rock and roll, and I like it. Yes, slap happy. I drove here in the Kentucky rain. I sang that song the whole time I drove here.
Really?
Yeah.
Glad I wasn't in the car. I might have jumped. So, how are you? How are things in your world?
I'm good, and I'm glad I showed up in time to hear Javier Mendoza and Dave Black.
How awesome is that?
Oh, man, just when you get to watch it close up like that.
And surrounded by such amazing talent. It's like, boy, I hope some of this rubs off on me. Guys were amazing.
Well, it's a shame you didn't have your little drum kit with you.
Speaking of drum kits, went to a clinic with Jeff Mazingo from Mazingo Music this morning.
Yep.
He did a program with a friend of his who sadly lost a son to a battle with heroin about 11 months ago. And it was called Drugs and Drums. And he came out and played. Jeff played some drums and then talked about music in the school. And then the other guy came out and talked about drugs and where they lead you. And this was freshman or sophomore at Ladue High School, and very attentive. But he came out first, and he's probably, I don't know, 57, 58. He did 12, 15 minutes nonstop drums, then got up to talk. You know, it was like, well, it's great to be here. Good to see all you. But, I mean, it was astounding. He was so good.
A great message for young people, too, to stay influenced by music.
And there were sampled songs in the middle. He'd do a solo, and then he'd hit a button, and some part of a Green Day song would play, and he'd play along to that. And then part of Michael Jackson, then a little Foo Fighters, and then back to the solo. I mean, extremely well-constructed.
Wow, nice. Did you play today, then?
Oh, no, I was in the auditorium watching.
Oh, you were just watching?
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't. No, that was way out of my league. No, I'd probably be a little
sorry to bring it up.
A little more qualified to talk about drug use, I think. Sadly.
Well, you could have been a keynote speaker and tell them to go play music and don't do drugs.
That's right.
That?
Or you'll
That's
end up
message.
On the radio with a show somewhere. Kids, stay in school. All right, let's talk Play It Forward first. Your charitable arm. The other one looks fabulous also. It's obviously working out. Play It Forward, raising money and instruments to get into the hands of kids who wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity to make it in music. And let's talk about that. So how was your week?
My week has been great. I'm loving it.
Did you get some stuff?
No, not this week.
Oh, come on.
No,
really?
I know. But we
come
haven't
on,
said
peoples.
not get anything this week in quite a long time. So we're
Or
we're
instruments.
Due.
So there's that. playitforwardstl.org. Come on, look around. You've got a guitar in the basement or a trumpet or something that your son played, and he's gone now and married and off with the family. Call Sam, get hooked up, donate it, and, you know, that'll breathe new life into the trumpet, so to speak. And some kid's going to get a chance to do that for the first time because you went down to the basement and found that trumpet. So, please.
And I'll tell you what. I'm pardon to interrupt. One of your listeners did exactly that, and I actually hooked her up with an organization called Urban Future. Same thing, her son's a senior in high school. He's not playing his drum kit anymore, and I just facilitated where to take that drum kit. So the lady picked it up, so, Play It Forward didn't have to drive out there and get it. I made it happen. via other people.
Good for you.
That's
thank
what
you
it's
very,
all about.
Thank you very much for that. All right, you want to move into... No, see, I mean it. That was heartfelt.
Oh.
Shut up. Okay, let's get into the music. The other thing that you do, promoting area bands and giving them a little love. How about some of that?
Well, this is going to be fun because this is going to be a Play It Forward show at Breeze, Illinois,
mm-hmm.
Clinton County. You ever been out there?
Yes, I have.
Oh, my goodness. I felt like I went out of town today driving out there.
Yeah.
That was a good time. So we went to Clinton County. We dropped off a bunch of posters because the Well Hungarians will be performing January 18th. Show starts at 9 o'clock. $5 cover. And the cover will go to Play It Forward. Show sponsored by Jack Schmidt Ford in Collinsville.
Uh-huh.
Very generous of them to jump in. And we're going to play some music all night. And we've encouraged Clinton County residents to bring their old instruments, violins, trumpets, guitars, horns. And we got a lot of feedback today. I met a great lady that listens to your show all the time. Her name is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
And she works at the Motomart.
Hi, Nancy at the Motomart.
Motomart, Nancy.
How did I come up with the Motomart?
Because I was hanging the poster in her gas station.
Yeah.
Asked her if it was okay. And she came over and she started reading it. She goes, oh, my God, Play It Forward. I hear about this. You're on the radio. You're on the radio. It's a 550. I said, yes, ma'am. I said, I'm going to go ahead and say hello to you tonight.
Did you get free gas?
No, not
come
even.
Come on, Nancy. Who's going to know?
She hung up our poster, though, and I heard from my friend Bob Cool that Nancy does a lot of nice things in her community. She's always involved with Toys for Tots, baking cookies for the elderly, doing nice things. So I'm hoping that Nancy...
These are the kind of listeners I have. They, like, donate marrow and... organ donors and helping old ladies across the street.
So yeah. I think that's my Clinton County connection. She's going to pass it around to her customers and friends in the area. And hopefully we'll get some instruments on that night. So I bought a track to go along with our music because, you know, we're a huge fan of Ethan Jones on this show.
Who is in the Well Hungarians.
Yes, as a member of the Well Hungarians.
Right.
He'll be there that night. This kid did American Idol. He's been with the band for a couple of years now. This is one of my favorite songs off his new album that just released a couple of weeks ago. It's track one off the album. It's called Change of Scenery.
She asked me, why did you come here? Oh, what's the occasion? I need a vacation to get away. Had to find a change of scenery. She said, I know what you're saying. Back home it keeps raining. It's so damn depressing. It always gets me down. So I found a change of scenery. She sang, la-di-doo, la-di-da, la-di-do.
Now, I can't play anymore. We got to pay ASCAP. Sorry, Ethan. You're going to have to get your money in another fashion and not from me. Change of Scenery, the song, right?
Yes.
Not the release. What's the name of the release?
Little Things. No, Little Things is the release. Great song, great album. Love it.
And
first one. He,
along with the rest of the Well Hungarians at that fundraiser for Play Forward, January 18th in Breeze, Illinois, where? Is the place in Breeze?
It's right there in Breeze.
What's it called?
You can't miss it. Big Sticks.
Big Sticks.
Big Sticks in Breeze, Illinois.
Okay.
The Well Hungarians play there quite a bit. If you need more information, wellhungarians.net. And again, the show is sponsored by Jack Schmidt Ford. And I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a country hoedown, throwdown, however you say that.
So a city Jew like me could look forward to getting beat up in the first 30 minutes, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to number two. We got Dazzle and Danny D waiting in the wings. So I want to get in another tune or two before we throw it to him. And what, pray tell, have you for us now, my precious?
Well, I guess we're on an Illinois kick tonight, for at least on these first two.
All right.
So this band is from Carbondale, Illinois. They're called Soul Glow. And I have trouble pronouncing that.
Okay.
Shocking, right?
Not really.
They were formed in the summer of 2010, and members, Mike, Jimmy, Scott, Shady, Dan, Sarah, that's a full house. They'll be playing Saturday, January 26th, 10 p.m., $5 cover at the Broadway Oyster Bar, 736 South Broadway. First time they're playing there, so everyone's kind of excited. They do some classic soul, kind of modern, funky tunes, so we'll see what happens.
All right. See, back when I was in a Carbondale band back in the day, there were groups like the Jungle Dogs, and this is the next generation, these kids and their music. Soul Glow. Can we hear a little?
Yeah, and this track's called Whether This Is Love.
There's a reason to go right there.
Yeah.
Soul Glow. They'll be at the Broadway Oyster Bar January 26th. Right? Right. All right. We can do one more. What you got?
Well, this is kind of cool. Melody Den. First time I've been turned on to this music. Thank you, Dan Durkos. Dazzling Danny Dan. He kind of threw me a bone on this one. I'm glad I found it.
All right.
So this is the CD release of Storylines. It's going to be released this Saturday, January 12th. This is the second album from this band, first one out in 2007. You can buy the album at the show. A lot of St. Louis talented artists that jumped in on this album. Brothers Lazaroff, Coco Soul, she's amazing. What is John Higgins, Nicole Holloway, Kip, Tom Townsend, Funky Butt Horn Section. Huge fan of those guys. And this show is also going to have Half Knots, and their debut and their new CD release, and St. Gnome of Columbia, Missouri. So that's on Saturday night at Off-Broadway. Great venue.
Note to self, hit this one Saturday at Off-Broadway. We go out with some Melody Dan. Thank you, Sam. Don't forget, playforwardstl.org. Get those instruments and stuff together. Well done, my dear.
Well, thank you, my love. Thanks for having me. And this track is called Going Back.
Coming up, Dazzling Danny D. Stick around. The Thursday Night Music Club continues on the Big 550 KTRS.
Morning, I'm in morning. It's just not worth it.